into difficulty off the coast of Cap Grenet. Our Europe correspondent Adam Parsons says rescuers will be prepared for the worst.
The brutal truth is that in the channel at this time of year, having been in the water for a matter of now hours, the chances of those people surviving are, I'm afraid, grimly slender.
A statement from the UK government says French authorities are leading the response. The family of a sex worker murdered in 2005 think police in Scotland failed their daughter and rape victims of her killer on the day he finally faced justice.
A toxic culture of misogyny and corruption meant that the police failed so many women and girls who came forward to speak against Packer. Instead of receiving justice and compassion, they were humiliated, they were dismissed, and in some instances, they were arrested.
That's the lawyer for Emma Corbyn's relatives, Emma Anwar. Ian Packer, who's 51, will serve at least 36 years for the murder of Emma Caldwell, as well as 32 other offences over 26 years. Officers have apologised to Emma's family. The man who heads up the Republican Party in the US Senate, Mitch McConnell, is stepping down in November. Aides said the announcement was unrelated to the 82-year-old's health. Prince Harry's lost a High Court challenge against changes to his personal security when he visits the UK. A judge decided the approach from a committee which made the decision was fair. Sport, and it's 1-1 in Chelsea's fifth-round FA Cup tie against Leeds United. It's Brighton 1-0, while it's goalless in the early stages between Nottingham Forest and Manchester United. Liverpool against Southampton is just getting underway. And Scottish Premiership leaders are losing 1-0 at Kilmarnock, while Celtic are 1-0 up at home to Dundee. Hearts versus Hibs is scoreless. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Is Phoenix FM.
Thanks.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
we call it normal. Every second of collective heartbreaks, all together, every single head shakes. Shut your eyes, but it won't go away. Every second of collective heartbreaks, all together, every single head shakes. Shut your eyes, but it won't go away.
Turn off the news, perhaps sound advice this week. That is Paramore kicking off tonight's show from the album that came out just over a year ago, This Is Why, and yes, they've been back in the news recently, so we might be hearing some more from them soon. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. PM next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Joining me tonight, Reverend Sun, telling us all about their very big busy gig schedule that is happening, and we'll guide and around it coming up, and plenty of music for you. This is a band who charted at number 17 in the album charts this week. Very well done to them. It's Pet Needs.
FM.
What? It's getting hot in here. Top off.
She's a heartbreaker, sex taker, bad breaker, troublemaker. Now I'm gonna give it to you. If you let me tell me, fucking everybody, tell me what you want me to do. She screams, oh, oh. She screams, oh, oh. Give me more. She's a heartbreaker, sex singing, bad breaking, trouble maker. Now I'm gonna give it to you. Wrap the election for me time.
I always have to let that song play out to the end. It's just too good. Roxy Red, they have a new EP out very shortly, so do listen out if you like the sound of that. Before that, Pet Needs, Separation Anxiety from the album Intermittent Fast Living, which landed in the UK album Top 20 at the end of last week. Very well done to them. And they're going to be heading back out on tour in April. So plenty of chances to catch them live. I think it's the 25th that they'll be playing locally to here at the Camden Underworld. If you would like to stay in contact with Kirby tonight, if you have a question for Reverend Son, who are coming up a bit later, or if you would like to recommend us a gig that you're playing, promoting, or going to, recommend us any music, to hear from you, even just shout out, talk to those. radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. You can find me on all the socials at Nickfield Media. You can contact us directly through the Phoenix FM website. There's a Kirpal's Facebook page, facebook.com/KirpalRadio. And overall, we look forward to hearing from you. Next up, from Belgium, this is Lovelorn Dolls.
Stands alone, the pain comes to
It is the sound of Lovelorn Dolls here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM from Belgium. That track of theirs was entitled A Price. And I think it's on an album of theirs, which I think is either coming out very soon or already out. So look up Lovelorn Dolls online and you'll be able to find all the information that you need on that. You're with Kerbals on Phoenix FM. It is 8:19, and the next track that I'm going to play you is brand new from some other good buddies of ours. This is Magic Seas.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Ghost in the machine. you start to run, burning out like a black hole sun. There's no escape, there's no escape for me. I'm done right here.
Tracks in a row here on Pulse on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard brand new from Magic Seas, a track entitled A Constellation. Good to have them back. And the track you just heard was The Long Highway and Ghost in the Machine from their album Welcome to the Revolution, which is out now. And hopefully we'll be chatting to them in a few weeks' time. So, I'll be joined in the studio by at least one of Reverend Son and at least one friend of his, and we'll just keep you posted until then, this is brand new from a singer who goes by the name of Charlie Stone, and this is entitled, and I can so relate to this, A Scream. Brand new from Charlie Stone here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, entitled A Scream. Coming up next, I'll be joined, Ross from Reverend Sun's going to be joining us, and he has tons to talk about. And he'll be telling us about his friend as well. First up, let's listen to some Reverend Sun. We'll have a bit of Sabretooth, and that is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay, and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Reverend Sun here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track entitled Sabretooth. And Ross from Reverend Sun joins us in the studio now. Hello, Ross, how are you?
Good, how's it going? I was only here last week, so...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back, boys!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think that's the quickest appearance, like, between guest slots that we've had for quite a long time. And, well, tell us about who you've brought with you.
So I've got an old buddy of mine. I'm going to step a bit. I've got an old buddy of mine called Chris from Dirty Donations. Now,
Less of the old.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
So, Chris, you do need to talk into your microphone.
Yeah, otherwise no one will be able to hear you. So me and Chris know each other from pre-COVID when we were in other bands. We played a few times. I just want everyone to know, if you're listening, I've been trying to bully their band into covering Black Sabbath, the Wizard, for about 5 years. What's the singer's name? He's a really nice guy, and he came on stage with like a harmonica.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, if you could just write in, send some messages, and ask them to make sure that they perform this cover of Black Sabbath, the Wizard, because they're not going to do it.
Well, the thing is that ever since that moment, which was like probably what we're talking
4 years, four,
yeah,
5 years
like
ago,
sort of
yeah.
3 years ago,
yeah.
Stu has gone on like just talks nothing but doing the cover of the Wizard.
So, like,
we blame you for this. Absolutely blame
bit of delay on a harmonica, and you'd have it, mate.
Yeah, but he'll end up doing like a 2 hour
love it
solo
it. Like
before
anything Sabbath.
I should point out, listeners, they have been talking stories like this since they both got here. Oh, so yeah, this is just basically a continuation of. I'm going to have to remind them every so often that they're microphones.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and also joining us is Oliver from Reverend Sun. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Nick.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. Now, you play drums in Reverend Sun.
Correct.
And Forged in Black.
Also correct.
So your work is going to be well cut out when you're all playing at the Lamb and Lion in Westcliff this coming Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a doozy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Righto. Yeah, so we're going to have to conserve Oliver's energy. So he's just spending the night. He's going to be filming the other two. Is that... That's basically what you're here from, isn't it?
I'm just a cameraman at this point. Yeah.
Righto.
But he's got to be careful of not straining his arms by holding the camera up for too long. Otherwise, he's going to be absolutely knackered for his double gig.
Double shift, yeah.
Yes. Make sure you rest that arm after this. So, yes. Ross, who else is in Reverend Sun with you?
Here? They're not here, are they?
Oh, no, yes, sorry, but yes, right, generally.
Looking around. Oh, sorry, we've got the Wizard with us right behind us. You can't see it, but we've got our flag up flying up at the moment.
Yes, they have. It's very good. We'll make sure we get a photo of it online.
Yeah, trying to get my money's worth out of that one. So, yeah, just flying high.
Yeah, and I didn't realise that the Wizard has, like, banging abs.
The Wizard is in very good shape.
Yeah, you've got to wear that. He's actually not a good guy. He's evil. That's like the Ironmonger, you know, so he's got to keep in good shape. You know, you can't be a tyrannical space wizard without, you know, keeping in shape now.
I mean, it is quite impressive considering that beard suggests he's actually quite old.
Oh, yeah.
So, old with abs.
Damn right.
It's something we should all aspire to.
You got it.
Right, aside from him, who else is in Reverend Sun with you?
Right, so you're also missing top of the bass and got Danny on guitar. They're sorry they can't be here today, but obviously, you know, there's so much of me down the mic that they were like, you know what, we'll leave it with you.
Cool. How long have you been going as Reverend Sun?
God, I'm looking at Ollie. Is it 2021 or 2022?
I thought you were going to say 20 years then.
No, God, no. It's not that old. It's 22, isn't it?
20.
Is it 20? Oh, my God.
We formed in 2020. We actually had a first gig at the end of 2021 in November.
Yeah, that's right. And then 2023, move on to a bunch of gigs. Yeah, how many gigs did we do in 23?
23, probably.
30-odd gigs.
Yes.
And the year before that, about 5 or 7.
So, oh, yeah, in the first year, not even 10.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Well, that's a good year increase.
Not bad, right?
And you're going to try and beat this year with all the gigs.
We're definitely trying. I was up till 1:30 last night drinking, and I had a phone call with Oliver, and I was like, right, I'm going to message every venue under the sun. I feel so sorry for these people. So 1:30, my wife's thinking, what is he doing in there, right? Guy drinking in a room by himself. And I'm just there on the PC, hitting every venue known to man. You know, but if you don't, that's the thing. You've got to book up now if you're in a band. Get gigs, right? It's the way you've got to do it. You know?
And quite a bit of time ahead as well.
Massive,
yeah. So it's like especially like festivals and what have you.
Oh, there's
so you're normally kind of like a year ahead of which you need to kind of get the contacts.
Yeah, totally. And I will say, I get it. I think I touched on this last week. We've got less venues. Also, the issue you've got. I know we'll catch on to the metal to the mass. The thing that leads on to that is that. You message these people, they don't know who you are. I mean, how many bands message and say, hey, just give us a chance? And they're probably all worth it, but then, you know, you're a nobody. All you are is a... saying give it. So it is hard, but I will say once you get to the venue, and as long as you're good and you're professional and everything, which again leads on to what we're going to talk about tonight, that generally they're you know, venues are quite good on it. I'm sure you've had the same with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like I, the other thing as well is going out of your town into 100%. New places as well. And often it's kind of like starting again, where you need to obviously kind of like attract yourself to people that are going to these gigs and stuff in different towns. And that takes a lot of effort, doesn't it?
Networking.
And a lot of continual building up. And,
I feel sorry for some of the promoters because you're begging. And, you know, I totally get it. If someone messaged you every day and said, oh, you know, give me a gig. I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell you what, here you go away. But, you know, sometimes you do that and then they go, do you know what, you're actually pretty good. You know, here's a gig for you.
So I think, like, a major part of being in a band and what have you, even in terms of when you're playing kind of venues and it feels like metal to the masses and stuff, it's also the friends you bring along and also that you make along the way with other bands and things as well. I think that kind of what we learned in sort of Bird to the Nations quite early on was that there's certain bands that fit really, really well with what you do in terms of your music and also just in terms of approaches and stuff as well.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that that's why we love you guys.
And
for Metal to the Masses is a painful thing.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. So, we will talk more after we've heard another Dirty Dirty Donations will be coming up next, but first we'll listen to another Reverend Sun track.
Oh, we're getting double play.
Yes. What track should we listen to?
Ironmonger.
Ironmonger.
Okay, you can have that one.
Is it named after an ironmonger in particular?
It's the one behind us.
Awesome. So, yeah, he's the ironmonger.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, just make sure you don't call him the ironmonger to his face. Here's the track.
Dry.
Reverend Sun and Ironmonger here on Curples on Phoenix FM. And that's a nice segue into the ton of what looks appear to be dollar notes that are on the desk right now, but are actually a clever promotional tool. So tell us about Monger Dollars, Russ.
Right. So basically, we come up with the idea, we're thinking about business cards and stuff, and we were just saying earlier before we come on, like, you give someone a business card, and the first thing you do is you throw it. Right, we're all guilty of doing it. Right, so I'm not interested. So we thought, well, what's cool, right? And bearing in mind, like, AC/DC did this with money. If you've seen the video, it's got Angus Young. Ghost has done it recently, and I thought, well, hang on, like, we're missing a trip here. So I just got one of the guys who's done some artwork for us to put the dollar together, and it's got our email, it's got all the, you know, the mascot on there and everything. And I think now I wasn't there, but Ollie was there. I think Danny had it in his pocket. Some on the floor, and then some guy came up, nicked it, thinking it was real dollars. Right,
I imagine this could be a common problem in certain areas.
I've got to tell you a story. So we've got obviously the Ironmonger outfit, right, mascot. We've also got a Cyclops mascot for the song Cyclops, right? Last week, I had drunkenly forgotten that I'd bought a Creature of the Black Lagoon mask, right? Which, by the way, I'm allergic to latex, that I found out. I'm driving in my car with a duffel bag, he's had this as well, with a load of this money, free Halloween masks, all I'm missing is a shotgun. Right, I'm thinking, if I get pulled over, how do you explain? Oh, don't worry, I'm in a band, that's why I've got free latex masks. I've also got a pair of gloves and a coat, right, and I'm thinking, this ain't going to go. I mean, it's only because they're dollars I'd probably get away with it, but you know.
And I'd have
the deep counterfeit
money.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why if we go to the States, we've got to make it pounds, right?
Yeah.
You have to see it and believe it.
Yeah. Yes, we'll make sure we get a photo of them up on the site as well. So, wow. Well, I've been pleasantly surprised so far tonight.
Surprised, you see.
Yes.
Surprised.
We will chat about your upcoming gigs, but first, let's play a Dirty Donation song. Chris, tell us about Dirty Donations.
Well, like Rob, we are in a band. We've been around in Essex for quite some time now. We went almost into early retirement and then kind of came back and have started kind of gigging again. Again, we're just all about just making sure that we've kind of got like a nice raw sound. What we kind of record and what we do live is exactly the same. And again, it's just kind of bringing it, stripping it back to just good rock music with a good beat and a good drive to it, really.
Excellent. Tell us about Into the Fire.
So it is probably our most biblical song, with exception of the Apostle as well. It is certainly one, like, we write songs together. So we're all kind of responsible for our own parts. And what we do is that it just works really well. Always did, right from day one when we started rehearsing together and things as well. And I think it's just because we all know each other's roles. Like in terms of Stu, he delivers really good vocal melodies. Also in terms of lyrics as well, in terms of Matt and what have you, he's just focused on beats, and Jamie in regards to bass, and we just all stick in our own camps, and for some reason it's just always worked. So Into the Fire was our third song we released, kind of over the course of the time that we've been together, and again kind of we were kind of going into a bit more of a sort of a stonery kind of sound with it, which was pretty good fun, just a great song that we were really proud of at the time, but now, like, looking back at it, it's probably what, 3 years old, I reckon now. So quite a while ago.
Strictly speaking, it's two and a bit, but yes,
two and a bit.
Yeah,
we recorded it 3 years, but we're so bad at releasing anything that it normally takes about at least 6 months for us to actually ever.
Oh, we're worse. Don't worry.
Oh. So we're actually sitting on an EP at the moment that we recorded almost a year ago.
I'll get that out.
we're just waiting for our in-house mixer and masterer, which is AKA Matt, the drummer.
This is why relying on your drummer to do things, it's not something everyone recommends.
Well, and also they play multiple gigs.
Yeah.
That's why I said not everyone, Ollie. Obviously, you are a very different person.
Quick, give him more money.
Yay! Here's the track.
Tonight.
dirty donations into the fire here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. And Chris from Dirty Donations joined us in the studio alongside Ross and Ollie from Reverend Son, and both bands are going to be performing at an upcoming Metal to the Masses event. So gents, tell us about what's coming up.
So you want to kick this one off?
I will do. So as well, hopefully everyone's realised, we are mortal enemies in relation to the Reverend Son and Death Donations. So we were drawn in the same heat at Metal to the Masses. It took place in April, and it was, I have to say, it was kind of like a bit, it was a bit of a weird feeling. Because as I say, we are massive fans of Reverend Son. We played a gig, our first gig with them, and we just absolutely fell in love with them on stage and what have you. And it was just slightly humorous. Ross is like an amazing front man.
Thank
as well,
you.
And an enormous presence fan as well. Not just. as I say, you meet friends along the way when you're on bills together and playing venues and things. So it's kind of one of the bands that we did not want to be on the same heat with was Reverend Son.
Oh, thank you.
but we decided between us to kind of like sort of just take it as just as a really really good night, which Metal Mass always is. So it's always a really 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 good night that attracts a load of people out. Currently an amazing venue as well, and there's always really good promotion behind it as well, so it's just rammed, isn't it?
Think the thing about the Masses is, I mean, and we were saying this off air, there were really good bands last year. It was the best, and I know there's the competition to it,
yeah.
But I was thinking about this. I was thinking, how am I going to explain this? So it's kind of like the Olympics rolls around, what, every 4 years?
It does.
And you have, like, say, 20 people. How many get to get on the track? Two or three?
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't mean that the 17 that don't get through are bad, by the way. Right? No, but it's also like Highlander rules, right? There ultimately can be only one. But last year, when we did Metal to the Masses, our social media wasn't that good. We were a bit sloppy. And you're like, right, we've got Metal to the Masses. So we've got to get into shape, right? And I will say that you sort of, if you go into this mentality of, well, we've got to make sure our socials are better. We've got to make sure that, like, we're playing tight. If you see it like that, right, and ignore that there's this big prize at the end of it, also you get to hang out with bands that you wouldn't normally get to see.
It's true.
Right? We were competing against, I know they're not competing this year, but Noel from Regicide, very good friends of mine. They've whipped our ass twice. But to be fair, you watch other bands do stuff and you go, do you know what? I didn't think of that. There was a band, Tink, did these little things that she left on the table. And I thought, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that. So you get influenced by people. And also you get to meet people that... generally in the local area, because we're more South End boys, you're more
Colchester,
and you can go right up to Sussex as well, is that right? So you get the chance to hang out with other professional bands, and regardless of whether you win or not, you get a chance to actually go, God, they're really good. And I know I shouldn't say this, but last year I'm glad I didn't win it, because actually the bands that we were competing against in hindsight, we just weren't ready. This year I feel like we're more streamlined. But when I look back at it now, I'm like, we weren't ready, you know?
Yeah. And like Arms to Oblivion won last year, and they absolutely deserved it. And again, really good mates of ours. So it was a really good thing to see them, because, you know, they really, really were hungry for it. Definitely ready for it as well.
Yeah.
And also in terms of kind of some of the, where they were in terms of like heaviness and stuff like that as well. You know, they got like a really cracking old school sound, quite thrashy as well. And they just totally deserved it.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree. Like the picking up on other bands as to what they do on stage and things. It's not like kind of plagiarism, but it's just like, oh, I didn't think about that. And also it does drive you to be better, I think.
No, and also
in everything, just on stage and off stage.
You're all musicians, so I've got to say, like, I love his tone and I love his guitar. You've got like that Peter Green kind of thing, and you just see a lot of musicians just nerding out, right? Or like, how are you using? Or what's that? It's actually an opportunity for a lot of us musicians to actually get kind of pointers. And I will say this, that just